This is Warrior Sound Live.
Here comes Curry. Step back off the dribble three. Are you kidding me?
Here's Lawrence Scott.
Hey, thank you. As the NBA playoffs continue in Orlando, the time is nearing for the NBA 2K League Finals, where the Warriors Gaming Squad is set to face Wizards District Gaming. We'll talk to the head coach of the Warriors Gaming Squad to preview the finals in moments. But first, want to remind listeners of our exclusive online Warrior Shop 30% off site-wide offer with the promo code SOUND at checkout. That's shop.warriors.com with the code SOUND for 30% off site-wide. Now, some NBA 2K talk and more.
Warriors and Wizards next Friday, 7 p.m. right here on ESPN2.
Warriors Gaming Squad have advanced to the 2020 NBA 2K League Finals, and we are joined by the head coach of the Warriors Gaming Squad, Mike Newton. And Mike, Friday night, it all goes down. Starting at 4 p.m. in the Pacific time zone, these things will be on ESPN2, some of the ESPN digital networks, the 2K League's Twitch and YouTube channels. Folks want to check it out. But Warriors Gaming Squad in the finals against the team from Washington. And when you look at what's ahead here, we're talking a best 3 out of 5 series all going down on Friday night.
Correct. Yeah. So throughout the season, all of the games that counted as one game, they were best of 3 series. So, now that, we proceeded to the championship game and the Wizards have as well, the league has decided to make it a best of 5. So this is the first time, and during this 2K league season where you'll see, a best of 5. And, the game starting, like you stated, at 4 p.m. Pacific time. So, the series can last anywhere from, 7 p.m. Pacific to, 11. So it'll be very interesting and exciting.
CB13, Charlie Bostwick, averaging almost 40 points in those games in the semifinals against Jazz Gaming. And when you look at what that semifinals represented, how does the momentum build for what you want to do in the finals against the Wizards?
It definitely builds. The Jazz Gaming, great team. Their coach Comp, he won Coach of the Year. So they definitely had momentum. We actually played them during the year. I think it was either week 6 or week 7. And, they gave us our first loss. So that's a game where, you're the undercard. No one really believes you're going to win. So for us to go out, the preparation right after quick turnaround, from our tough win against the Bucks, and then going into, like I said, a gritty Jazz team, the momentum definitely going well for us and on our side. I feel like that first game during that best of 3 series, Charlie, but as well as the other guys, they all played a huge part in that first win where, we saw a great lead build, in that second half where, we pulled away. And then obviously the second game to give us the sweep, a little bit more adversity, right? It was a close game, close ending, but the maturity of my group and just, the games throughout the year, we had a lot of nail biters where, they went one way or the other. I think that's helped us throughout this playoff push. And, our guys, they really matured over the year. And that helped us, prevail as victorious and, get us the championship. So I'm very excited. The guys, they've been working hard. We've been watching film and we're pretty confident going into this finals.
Mike Newton, the head coach of Warriors Gaming Squad, joining us here. And, when you think of what happens on Friday, let's paint the picture. Warriors Gaming Squad, let's say, takes game one. And then between games 1 and 2, how much time is there? What kind of adjustments happen? What goes down between these games as you guys are trying on Friday to win 3 out of 5?
Yeah, so during the season, it's usually in between games, I would say like a 3-minute, grace period where, it gives our guys time to, use the restroom, maybe grab a water, and then for me, obviously I'm on a headset. I can't be in the same room as my guys. So, I'm talking to them, kind of recapping about game one, maybe some adjustments we may need. But to be more specific, if we get down, say for instance, we get down 2 games or something, maybe we make an adjustment as far as a build. And what I mean by that is, one of my players, so we'll use Charlie, for example, he has his own unique character. So maybe he's playing on one type of player, I'll say scoring machine, where that build is more of a score, you know, and he can score a variety of ways. And then he goes to a slasher build, and that's a guy who's more of a driver, not as good of a shooter, but ball handling may be better. That's some of the things you may see as adjustments, you know. But as far as you know, us taking the lead game one and we take game two, more than likely that, you know, when you win, there's not many adjustments to be made. So it just all depends on, you know, like I said, the outcome of these first couple of games, and, you know, the way the Wizards choose to come out and play will all depend on, you know, the adjustments you'll see throughout that series.
All right, last thing here, and, you know, we always talk basketball when we get on the show here together, but we've got a very different NBA playoffs going on in the bubble inside Orlando. What has intrigued you thus far? And you think of what's to head into the weekend, Mike. What are some of the things that you've appreciated about watching basketball being back? And while it's playoffs taking place inside the bubble in Orlando, it's really some great television.
Yeah, so it's definitely a breath of fresh air, you know, during these times, you know, not really knowing when basketball, you know, would come back. So obviously it's been great for the 2K League. You know, we've been able to gain a lot of exposure, and the momentum for the whole league has been heading in the right direction. But, you know, as far as NBA and the bubble, I mean, it's been great to watch. A lot of surprise. I think somewhat similar to, you know, this season where, you know, teams and players around the league for 2K, they say, you know, it'll be an asterisk, you know, by the team who wins. And you can look at it one or two ways, you know. Hey, this championship means more because it was the first time remote play, you know what I mean? Or it's not as legit, you know, because, hey, everybody was on a different server or internet was bad. So it's just how you look at it. And I think that's a similar situation with the bubble. You know, you got guys like TJ Warren who, you know, but before the season, you know, he was a great player, you know, but he really stood out and made a name for himself. A couple of other guys, you know, Gary Trent Jr. for the Portland Trail Blazers, who obviously a great talent, but really made a name for himself, you know, during the playoffs as well. And then the last guy, and I joke with my friend all the time about Luka Doncic. So I think everybody around the league knew how good he was, but for him to perform the way he's performing, you know, especially without Porzingis, you know, and, you know, I won't say a non-talented Mavericks team, but I mean, when you look at a stacked Clippers team like that and the usage rate that Luka Doncic is at, you know, I just think he's really solidifying himself as one of those top 5 to 10 guys in the league. So it's just been cool to see, you know, obviously we would want fans in the arena, but to see some of these guys who, you know, before the season or even during the season, you know, maybe had a name for themselves, or, you know, maybe you knew about them, but now down in the bubble, you know, they're really making a name for themselves and, you know, earning the money that's to come for them. So it's good to see the guys, the opportunity.
Mike, you're great. Best of luck in the finals. Thank you so much for taking time with us here on Warrior Sound.
Appreciate you, Lawrence. Always great talking to you.
We leave you on this edition of Warrior Sound with a feature on a recent Warriors championship and a true fan favorite, the Brazilian Blur. It's a Warriors remix that premiered recently on the home of the Warriors radio network, 95.7 The Game. For this Warriors remix, we flash back to 2014-15 as the Warriors were thriving in their first season under head coach Steve Kerr. The question during the regular season was how far could the Warriors take things in the playoffs? And as they were fast approaching, Leandro Barbosa weighed in with his prediction during this post-game interview with Roz Gold on Woo Day after a win at home in March over the Jazz.
And you've been on many top playoff teams. Do you think the right things are coming together now for the Warriors going into playoffs?
Definitely. We're going to be a championship.
The Brazilian Blur's remark became a statement of unity, as the team would eventually make it true, capturing their first championship title in 40 years. In the locker room during the celebration in Cleveland,
"If people laugh about what I said, we're going to be championship. We are. We know. They know."
With this Warriors remix, I'm Lawrence Scott.
This has been Warriors Sound Live.
Right side three. Got it!